Now, this is part two, still pertaining to wealth. And see, it let me get to the narrative again. And let me do a recap that I do have a problem with persons who have wealth, silver spoon in their mouth or what have you practically all their life. And I told you, know me, I'm not jealous of anybody. I'm not envious of anybody with wealth. I'm glad that they can take care of themselves, take care of their families. They can give gifts to people, if they want to or what have you. See, but I told you, I do have a problem whenever. And I'm saying out loud because God knows I feel about it. So how I feel about it, that someone who would claim to be my brother or sister, and like I said, living good, or wealthy, whatever, but doing everything that they can to block or what have you to keep me from making my wealth. And see, I would tell that to anybody in their face, not just someone who's claiming to be my brother. So I would tell it to anybody in their face. And like I said, you can take it as an opinion, but all the same, this is the way I feel about it. And so on top of that, let's get into, like I said, honoring. When God gave us our parents, you see, to raise us, and in this case, especially about my father, I've given many examples over the years to you about how a father, boy, will just do things for his children, do things for his son, and do things for, his daughter. And it just goes to show he's just making them happy. He's honoring them. And so if they end up getting a nice car, a nice bike, some clothing or whatever, what is the result? It's not taking away any type of honor or glory from the father at all if the child is walking around happy and just being happy. You see what I'm saying? It's not like that. And so I've given other examples in the Bible as well, how we know all glory goes to God, and yet he's shown time and time again, from Job to blessing women, Abraham, Sarah, Esther, and I can just move on and on to the way that he blesses his people and he blesses individual. And it's not taking any honor or glory away from him. Let me emphasize this. Not once again, if you got the right people with the right mindset, the way that they're looking at it. See, that's what happens. There's no honor being taken away from God at all if a person, once again, is, you, like I said, once again, giving thanks to God. The person, if they're a co-worker with God, see, God could just give something to somebody at times, right? Right? But he allows you to be a co-worker with him in your conscience and life. So what? So that you know that, again, you contributed to this wealth. You contributed to this talent. You exercise it that he gave you. You see, this is the way my mind is. This is where my, and see, and I've known other persons, other sages, their mind is the same way. There is no taking away from honor from God and things of the nature. And I'm going to tell you also, in the time that we live in, there is such a great effort to always cover up a lot of people efforts. I was listening to another YouTuber the other day, and he was actually saying, man, nobody never gives you nothing. Nobody never commends you on nothing. And he was saying, basically, only if you go and already jump in the in crowd or what have you. And he was saying how he doesn't want to jump in the in crowd just to do that. He said but he was basically expressing again how you can see why people do it. And so, but he wasn't going to do that. So the point is, if he was going to still talk to persons from the in crowd, because he wasn't knocking them at all, he just wanted it always to be, again, the right motive, and not necessarily because he was just trying to use their clout, you see. But this is the way certain persons will try to push you sometimes. So once again, when it comes to your wealth, your working hard, what you use your wealth for, even though I gave you good reasons, positive ways to use your wealth, that people have done it from their health to giving gifts, see, not just luxury, I'm here to tell you today, even if a person is totally selfish or stingy, as they call it, and just want, because, you know, I told you, I know some stingy people who would admit it, and where all they want to do is take their cruises, take their paradise trips and all this other stuff. I say again, what's it to you? What is it to you? Who would have a problem with that? See, that's what is continuing to boil down today. And what I see throughout the scope of the world today is persons will use principles and things of that nature. But I told you again, you know, you heard me talk about the spirit behind things. And it's really getting to the point where, no, remember Jesus said one time to Peter, "Peter, get behind me, Satan." Remember that? Well, that's what I'm just saying again. A person can even quote a scripture from God's word, the Bible, you see, can quote a scripture. But if, like I said, if you know it's trying to be used just to flip the principle and everything upon you, I'm sorry, you can go try that on somebody else. But I don't think God likes that. He, remember, it's a volunteer effort to dedicate your life to God. That's why all the reasoning, that's why all the talking and the walking that Jesus did, it was to reason with people, not to make him serve him, not to make them give up everything and be his disciple. You see, and for my last thought, it has to deal with what I'm showing on the parkbooks.com website right now. Let me go on to part three of this, okay?
You have just listened to the Perceptive Readers Podcast. Remember, until next time, if you read something that encourages you to improve or enhance your life for the better, it becomes your reality.